The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Coming to you live from a very cool corner of Midtown Sacramento, it's the Nate Darling Show with Sam Platts, Diana Hong, and Kareem Daniels there. And now, a man who does things because he can. Here's Nate.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, and thank you to show 301. 300 a week, a big success. Lots of kind words all around. Lots of old faces back in the old place. They were all amazed at the new layout of the living room studio. That was the biggest comment I got.
Really?
Well, yeah.
Because it's really different. I mean, we're used to it now, but...
Yeah, I don't
When I first started, the couch was over yonder.
Yeah, the couch was on the back wall.
Uh-huh.
And then there was in front of it was the coffee table that everything is on. And then there were two chairs on the other side. Uh-huh. And the couch has moved and the chairs have moved. And it's a very different layout.
I've grown quite accustomed. I like this with the window behind you. Something to look at, you know.
It's nice. Oh, there you go. I like it because I can actually sit on my couch and play video games if I want. and my TV. I just came to the realization of why am I sitting so fucking far away from a 40-inch TV?
Because
I was sitting... There are people that had like 65-inch TVs that were sitting way closer than I was.
Right.
And I'm like, hold on. What's going on here? So that was the thing that moved everything
a little
up.
Self-evaluation moment.
Because we're recording a little bit early so that everyone can have Memorial Day off. So this show and the Friday show may be a little bit shorter than you used to, but hey, it's still entertainment and it's still free. We still thank you for listening and shopping on Amazon through the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com. It's awesome. Thank you so much. And again, thank you to Mel and Larry and Christiana and Becca and Ted. And, of course, you guys for being there for 300 week last week. It was awesome. It was really cool that I was able to get everybody to, with everybody's schedule, make it all work. And not only with everybody's schedule, we had, because my dad had a health scare, we had a cancellation one day, and it all came together. And I could not be happier with the result of how everything came out. So
good.
Thank you. Thank you very much, everybody. If you missed it last week, we found out... you should really go back and listen, but we found out why Larry's destination wedding wasn't really a wedding. It's a really good story. We found out the body part that Mel doesn't have anymore. That was kind of a big thing.
Wow.
On the Wednesday show, Brett Michaels taught us how to sing.
Aww.
And most of us practiced along. Although there was a party pooper. I'm not going to get into who it was, but there was a party pooper in the group. But yeah, we had a really good time with that, and it was just a lot of fun catching up with everybody, see where everybody's been over the past few years. Because, I mean, this show's almost 4 years old.
Right.
And, you know, Larry and Mel, for instance, it's been 2.5 years since they've been on the show. It's been a while. And it was just really cool catching up. So thanks to everybody. I hope you all enjoyed that. And, you know, they'll be popping in to sub for people here and there and going on because everybody needs a little time away for things, vacations and such. Coming up on the show today, why New Zealand is so uptight. I want to know. we'll examine if it's okay to fire a warning shot under certain circumstances. And Alan Thicke made a confession.
Ooh.
Not Robin Thicke, Alan Thicke.
I was going to say, yeah, Alan Thicke.
The dad. But first, I want to tell you the story of two homeless people that I saw last Sunday walking around Sacramento. I was driving around Sacramento. And the first one is this guy. He was a white gentleman. And he was, I'd put his age somewhere between mid-30s and mid-40s.
Okay.
And I'd see him walking. And he's more in downtown Sac. And I see him walking, and I see his jeans are starting to sag in the back.
Uh-oh.
And, you know, just a little bit. And then as he continues, well, he's wearing underwear. He's wearing tighty whities.
Okay.
Manties.
But he's starting to walk, and he's doing a little bit of a shuffle. He's not really, and I feel bad because I know he seems to be a little bit out of it. Uh-huh. But he's going down the sidewalk on his own thing. But as he's walking, his jeans, these are blue jeans, mind you, start to creep further and further down.
Oh, dear.
To the point where they were down to his knees as he's walking along.
What the fuck?
Thankfully, the light turned green and I went about my way. Because what am I going to do?
How do you help a man in
this circumstance? He has more problems than I can help him with.
Yes.
However, I was reflecting because having been to Lids a week or so ago and been to the mall, I saw more than one African-American teenager with their pants at least that low.
Right.
It's just they are wearing dark-colored boxer shorts and not tighty-whities.
Baggy shirts, probably.
No, not really. No, no. To which I will say this. I don't want to see your fucking underwear. That goes for you, homeless guy, and you, African-American teen. Don't want to see it.
That's right, Sam. We don't want to see your rose panties.
My sexy-ass panties. You know you want to see that shit.
So fast forward a little later in the afternoon. I'm out driving around with Leslie, and we're going up 16th Street a couple blocks away from here. And I glance over, and I see what is either a new superhero or a homeless lady who's decided to put her underwear on over her other clothes.
Classic. Yes.
Quail woman.
She was wearing long pants. It was a little further away, so I couldn't tell. And a shirt with bra and panties on top.
Even the bra was on top.
Yes, sir.
Taking it the extra mile.
Yes, sir. All of the underwear on the outside.
Aww.
Like a superhero.
That's so super.
And there was another sort of homeless looking guy on a bike that she went within 8 feet of, and he didn't even glance in her direction. Like, this isn't even a thing.
He's like, this bitch again. Damn it.
This isn't even a thing. And they might have been in, because it's one of the motels on 16th Street, and I think some of them are, like, temporary housing and stuff like that.
Right.
And I feel bad, because I'm not laughing. These are people with real...
You're empathetic towards them. Yeah.
I feel bad, but the visual is funny.
It's a very funny visual.
Especially the lady... Not so much the guy whose pants fell down, because he's only a block and a half from tripping on them. But the woman who is affixed... She's pulled her panties up over her pants.
Yeah.
That's funny. I'm not going to lie. Diana, your thoughts?
No.
She has refused to expose her thoughts toward this.
All right. Well, that's fine.
Because it was her!
It was Diana. This lady was taller and thinner.
Oh, okay.
So. Are you calling me fat now?
No, I'm saying she was really thin and tall.
Her proportions stretched.
I'm tall for my people.
Right. That's true. Represent.
All right, so just last week, a California congresswoman and current Senate candidate, Loretta Sanchez, is coming under fire, intense scrutiny after making the Native American war cry sound and gesturing during an informal talk at the California Democratic Party convention.
I need to know that sound.
Not... I'm not doing it. She's doing it at the convention. She made the stereotypical gesture while explaining to a group of California Democrats that she expected a supporter to be Native American rather than Indian American. This according to The Guardian. So I'm going to his office thinking that I'm going to meet with whoa, 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 right? Sanchez said, making the war cry sound with her hand, because he said Indian American. And I go in there and it was great.
They said Indian American?
Yeah, that would be different. Indian American would be somebody from India,
right,
who lives in America. Native American would be what you're... I'm not sure if there's any sound with this, but it was captured on cell phone video.
In by the Indian American community.
Oh, shit.
That's something that most people don't know.
Oh, shit.
So, I'm sitting there. A lot of people are thinking she can't win. It's not going to happen. You know, no one's returning my calls, that kind of thing. The phone rings, I pick it up. It's a guy named Sunil. And Sunil says, I saw that you won the primary. I want to help you. I think you can win. He says, I come from the Indian American community. I'm thinking, great. He goes, when can we meet? So I'm going to his office thinking that I'm going to go meet with blah, 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 right? He said Indian American.
What the fuck?
And I go in there, and it was great. It was just great.
What was she on?
It's 2015, everybody. 2015.
Did she do this with her hand on her lips?
Whoa, yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, like she was in a 50s TV show.
That's cute if you're, yeah, like a 9-year-old boy.
No, it's
in
not.
1950.
Yeah, 1950.
Yeah.
She is a Native American.
He did not.
An Indian American.
He's an Indian American.
He did.
Yoga flame.
How the fuck? Oh my god! Yeah. Wow.
She was trying to get in the Adam Sandler movie.
Something. Yeah.
And then Wah Man showed up with his. With his feather headdress,
oh my
and
god.
His bear claw
what
necklace,
an idiot.
It was precious.
Oh my god!
She's currently running in the primary to replace Senator Barbara Boxer, who's retiring. Her primary opponent, California Attorney General Kamala Harris, who I don't care for, when asked about it, said, "I don't know what to say."
That's a good answer.
That is a good answer for Kamala Harris. Sorry. The TV station tried to catch up to Sanchez to ask about the video, and Sanchez literally ran away from the reporter. Let's see if I can get this.
That makes good video, I'm sure.
Let's see if we can get this. Oh, it is from Anaheim. So let's see. Oh, it's going to be. I'll let them get a little further into it and see if we can get to the part where she runs away. Yeah, there's that.
That's shocking. That's shocking.
That was Kamala Harris. That was the tail end of her comments. Let's see if I can get right up. Here we go.
Americans that way. It's just very undemocratic.
A short time later, Sanchez's opponent, Kamala Harris, was told about the gesture.
I don't know what to say to that.
That's shocking.
That's shocking.
Actually, what she said was, "Thank you, Jesus."
Yeah, exactly.
You made it as offensive. Do you feel like you took that back?
We do not want Kamala.
Earlier in the day, Sanchez claimed that she was a victim.
She's running away.
And then she claimed being a victim.
Yeah.
That's classic. I'm the victim here.
Plenty of phone calls asking me not to. There were plenty of phone calls trying to sweeten the pot, and there were plenty of sort of threatening things. But, you know, as I have told everybody, I was not going to be pushed in, nor was going to be pushed out.
What a dumbass.
Sweeten the pot.
What a dumbass. So Kamala Harris her reaction is like,
exactly.
Straight
She's like,
just
thank
like,
you,
I,
bitch.
Yeah, exactly. Like, she was just like, victory is mine. Like,
she did laugh and, you know.
Well, how do you respond to that?
She verbally kept it very PC, very
sure,
clean.
But the laugh at the beginning and the look in her eyes was
gave
like,
it away.
Ka-ching.
Ka-ching. Yeah. In the bank, you're a dirty hoe. Thank
All right.
you for that.
As I promised, some confessions from Alan Thicke. Dad to Robin Thicke did an interview with Us Weekly, and he went to their offices in New York with his wife, who is 28 years younger than him, by the way. He's 68. His wife is 40.
Not Robin's mother.
No.
Okay.
No, because Robin Thicke, I believe, is 40.
That would be miraculous.
It would be. He admitted that he and his wife hit the sheets with Robin's music on repeat.
I think that's kind of...
He does
precious?
Make sexy songs, though.
Yeah, he's
but that's
very
not,
sexy.
He's I would not. Sexy.
He said, when we do get freaky, we love Robin's song, Sex Therapy.
I wonder if it's his idea or hers.
Now, once word of his dad's loose lips got to Robin, the singer was more than mortified. He tweeted, "Dad, I heard what you said to Us Weekly. I think you need to give back all of my music. Immediately." Though Alan divorced Robin's mom, Gloria Loring, when he was 7, the dad's way with the ladies is the stuff of legend in Thicke household. He said, "My dad was single my whole pubescent period." The Love After War songwriter told Elle in 2013, "He had Ms. Alabama, Ms. Dominican Republic every week. It was like, dang, pops, he had an indoor jacuzzi and he frequented it."
So that's where he gets his whole sexual, you know.
Mike,
vibe.
I'm going to ground you if you don't stop messing around with stuff. No wonder Kirk Cameron turned religious freaky. He's going to work every day and Alan Thicke's boning different chicks all the time. So, yeah. Also, there's a chick known as the Human Barbie.
Oh, God, not her.
Her name is... No, she's not from this country, Sam.
No, I know. She's the Russian chick. I've seen her.
Yeah, she's posted brand new photos of herself via Facebook to welcome spring and responded to her haters and body critics back about a week or so ago. in her latest seasonal shoot, the internet sensation famed for her porcelain face, Barbie-like proportions and controversial quotes appeared more distorted than usual. The model showed off her uber-tiny physique in a too-small navy bustier bra and skimpy faded shorts. Now, from behind, her bottoms were so tiny that they showed off her butt cheeks. The model's midsection, meanwhile, included a shocking set of six-pack abs, which prompted critics to speculate whether physique was the work of result of hard work or of Photoshop.
That had to be, like, plastic abs or something. She's, like, too skinny to... Something's not right.
After receiving backlash with her latest social media updates, she posted an extended message on Facebook, ripping her critics, said, "It's a pity that most people choose the path of degradation. If they see a man who has succeeded with something that's better than they are ready to literally tear. Especially often I see it on the internet." She went to fame last fall, said she was brutally assaulted by two knife-wielding men outside her home in the Ukraine, said she hasn't gotten surgery since the incident, which left her hospitalized. In fact, she shared that the inspiration behind her latest muscular physique was none other than the Queen of the Amazon.
Wonder Woman?
It's unclear, Sam.
Okay.
None of this has to make sense. I'm just telling you.
Thank you for that disclaimer.
I think you have to remember, none of this has to make sense.
Right.
Because she's insane.
She's clearly
insane. She's as insane as the homeless lady with the underwear on the outside.
Yeah.
But she has Facebook. So. Also from Us Weekly this week. I was on Us Weekly a lot. I don't know why. This made me happy because Schadenfreude... Kenya Moore, who I caught, the only thing I know her from is she was on Celebrity Apprentice this past year.
Okay.
And she is a bitch.
Yeah.
she had a boyfriend and, turns out he's married. So whoops.
Oops.
Shit.
Now, and she's blaming the millionaire matchmaker for this, Patty Stanger.
Ooh.
Now, the millionaire matchmaker has responded to the claims about the boyfriend that she met on the millionaire matchmaker after the Real Housewives of Atlanta star revealed that he was a married man. Patty Stanger, who's 53 and the star of the executive star and executive producer of the Bravo series, has been receiving flack about her show's vetting process since the shocking revelation. Here's what she said. "He was single when we shot the show of real estate hunk James Freeman. That was in November. According to Stanger, Freeman did nothing wrong. They basically dated. They broke up." Then she continued, "He did not date his old girlfriend and marry her. Wendy Williams got that wrong. He met a new girl in January after he broke up with Kenya Moore and ended up marrying her. It was very fast."
Yeah, that sounds very
fast. So I'm guessing here's the rub on this. Kenya Moore scared this guy into marrying the next woman that came along.
Yeah, that's what happened. Shit.
Jeez, everybody out here is crazy as shit. I better marry the next even remotely sane one.
Yeah, she's not completely crazy. I'll take her.
That dude had that tick on the hook before he was fucking both of them at the same time.
Oh, totally.
I don't know. He's a millionaire. He can move on at his own time. It's fine.
He can afford
to. He didn't move on in his time. He was fucking both of them at the same time.
Maybe just one to the next, to the next, to the next. No line, no waiting.
Yeah.
You got another one right in the chamber.
Yeah.
One in the magazine, one in the chamber.
One at his apartment and one at his house.
Probably.
All right, let's do this now.
They act, we decide. Cool or tool.
All right, first up in cool or tool, old men and young women. Diana?
I think it's cool if it's like real love.
When is that ever the case?
My friends they have a big age difference, but they're like really in love. But that's not like that big compared to like what you see in Hollywood.
Right.
But it's still like a significant difference where like it was questioned at first.
Yeah. Kareem?
So that changed my mind.
Well, since at some point, there's probably going to be me. It's cool.
Sam?
You know, tool. I think it's toolish on both parts, and it's, you know, it's the game we play in America, it's understood, and probably in a lot of the world. You know, money can buy you whatever you want. But it's obviously tool of someone who watches Disney movies, which everyone does. We'll say they believe in love, but they really want that, they want the prince, and they want the money and the bling bling, and that's tool.
Okay. Here's the Tool line. The Tool line is this. She can't be younger than your kids.
Yes.
That's the line.
Yeah.
That's the line.
Now you're dirty old bastard at that point.
Or the old dirty bastard. But he's
old
dead.
Dirty bastard, yeah.
Up next in Cooler Tool, the Human Barbie. The Human Barbie. Kareem?
That's Tool.
Sam?
Throw open my mouth, Tool.
Diana?
Tool.
Yeah, she's a tool.
If you ever watch Bots, every week they have some person like that that they bring on.
Oh,
and
my
tell
God.
Them no.
You know what? There are so many stereotypical examples of transgendered and gay people that show up on that show.
Yeah.
It's like, this is why Middle America doesn't like gay people. Because this is what they think everybody is.
Yeah.
They don't think boring Diana. They think the British gay dude who just keeps plumping up his lips.
I wish we could have snapshots of the faces Diana makes that people could download with the show. And at the proper time, look at image number one, because she just made one of those faces.
And finally, in Cooler Tool, matchmakers. Matchmakers, Sam?
Again, I understand sometimes it's hard to get connected for certain people, but I think I'm going to go Tool. I believe in organic. You better make your own way, otherwise you don't deserve it. That's where I'm at.
Kareem?
Say that again.
Matchmakers.
They're Tool.
Diana?
I think they're Tool, especially like with Patty, because both parties know what they're in for.
Yeah.
Like, so to front and be like, oh, it's just about love. Nah, really. Like,
not
I
so
even
much.
Think online dating is kind of toolish, too.
Totally.
So.
I'm right there with
Patty's
you.
A pimp.
No, oh, totally. Yeah.
Patty pimp.
Matchmaking's cool. Whatever. I mean, just because you don't frequent... Look, everybody used to get married really young, and you'd marry somebody you went to school with or from your little hometown. Well, dating at work is pretty much forbidden now because of the threat of sexual harassment stuff, and some places even out and out are like, no, we don't want people dating at work. So where do you meet somebody? Do you join like the co-ed kickball league and hope you meet somebody?
Yes,
yeah, and
join
then they
that
have
league.
Friends, and then you meet other friends, or you run into someone, or so. But
how's that
like,
working out for you?
Right now, pretty good.
Okay,
I'm good.
She had a good night last night.
Yeah,
how's it been working out for you the past several years?
I mean, all right. If we're going over years, all right. No, but the thing, okay, millionaire matchmakers. I think that's like if you're doing. Based on money, I think that's like kind of toolish.
That absolutely.
Yeah, so right. But there's another matchmaker I think that's kind of popular, but
in
it's
Harmony.
Like no. She had a TV show, but it wasn't Millionaire. It was something else. She based it off of something else, and I was like, I mean, you're still having a show. It's kind of a little off, but it's still not Millionaire Matchmaker. See, that's fucking Tool.
Flavor of Love.
That's fucking awesome. That was funny as fuck. So I don't understand. There's levels and degrees. Let me put it that way.
Okay.
Of Love,
like
Brett
that.
Michaels. all right. So we talked about warning shots earlier. There's a man in Lebanon, Pennsylvania, has been charged for firing a warning shot after a car hit him. Police have filed charges against a man who said he fired a warning shot into the air after a passing vehicle struck his arm. Justin Burrell, who's 23, is charged with recklessly endangering and disorderly conduct. Burrell told officers he was walking on Federal Street when he was struck by the mirror of a gold PT Cruiser with tinted windows. The rebels. He said he was concerned for his safety, so he fired a warning shot into the air as the vehicle was driving away. He was not actually injured. Police said the gun was legally possessed and Burrell had a concealed weapons permit. The driver of the PT Cruiser has not been identified, for they live life in great shame. Because they drive a PT Cruiser. How exactly is that going to keep you safe? That bullet's coming back down.
That's true.
Gravity.
I always thought about that.
It works.
As we know, every year when the police come out and warn the people who
New
speak
Year's
Spanish that bullets that go up in the air come back down, please don't fire your gun in the air in celebration, like Yosemite Sam, which...
Rascally vermin.
Of all the things when I moved to California that blew me away, the biggest thing was the idea... There were large groups of people that celebrated the new year by randomly firing guns in the air. I was like, wait, what? You're shitting me, right? Nope.
It's a thing around
it's
here.
It's a thing. It is,
it's
sadly.
A thing all over the country.
No, it is not.
Yes,
which
is.
Which country is that?
This country.
Mexico? North Mexico?
North Mexico.
Yeah. Okay.
That's accurate.
That is not a thing in Vermont. There are not people firing off guns randomly into the air to celebrate.
Well, that's because it's too fucking cold to go outside on New Year's.
No, it's not. But it's not. They have a first night celebration where people... Here's the fun thing. New Year's Eve in Burlington, Vermont, they have what they call first night celebration, which is... It sounds like a great idea. You're like, oh my God, that's great. We'll go out. We'll get drunk. We'll bar hop. Oh no. It's an alcohol-free celebration where you go from place to place to see acts that you would never see if they were not part of a bigger celebration.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like Ernie the Rubber Band player is going to be here.
Oh my God.
Oh,
gosh.
It's terrible. It's terrible.
That's so good.
Speaking of out-of-the-way places, New Zealand, why are you so uptight? They have pulled a book from preschool. Well, it's a penguin bondage book, to be fair. It's got pictures of penguins in bondage gear. See, a parent visiting the Sovereign Star Nursery and Preschool raised concerned about the book Gus and Waldo's Book of Love.
What the fuck?
Gus and Waldo's Book of Love.
I'm concerned.
The preschool has withdrawn the book, but said young children reading it would be completely unaware of the significance of the clothing worn by the penguins. The book is one of a series written by Italian author Massimo Fenati about two penguins, Gus and Waldo, but is not a children's book. The New Zealand Ministry of Education contacted the preschool after the mother of 3-year-old was visiting the center with her child. I was there looking at it as a prospective preschool for my child when the other kids there brought the book over to me from the shelf and asked me to read it. I looked at it and said, go choose another one. The description on Amazon about the book in the series about the penguins says they go on a shameless quest for instant fame, including streaking at a World Cup final and performing a boy band and forming a boy band. That's right, a boy band. It's a description that led to the mix-up during ordering. The statement from the preschool's manager said, it's a humorous book depicting cartoon penguins that we had ordered wrongly, thinking it was suitable for children, giving its use of brightly cartoon penguins.
That whole fucking Madagascar shit kind of threw off our loop. Or whatever that, Ice Age was it? Where's the penguins?
I don't know.
Whatever.
Oh, penguins. I know. It's, penguins are in. Madagascar. It was, okay. God, what is it? There's Happy Feet?
Happy Feet. Penguins are hot these days.
Cartoon penguins are super cute.
She continued, the offending bit that we did not spot until a much closer reading is that it depicts two penguins in bondage gear. The book is otherwise bright and funny.
Wow. Bright and funny.
It's bright and funny. Oh, it's got bright colors, children. Bright colors.
Just like a Skittles wrapper. Goddamn commercialized America.
It's true. Bright colors. This is what's happening. All right. Let's move on. We're keeping the show moving here because we all want to.
Yeah.
It's holiday week.
It's holiday week.
You're getting new shows.
Yeah.
It's time for Florida Corner, everybody.
Woo!
Headline, Florida newspaper really, really regrets front page gun show ad.
Front page.
On the front page of the Florida Times Union, Jacksonville residents are in shock after two young men fired into a school bus, shooting two girls in the head.
Wow.
But right above that headline is a sticker that says gun show this weekend at the Morocco Shrine Center.
Oh, that's a boo-boo.
And it is in fact a coupon for discount admission.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Who
didn't proofread the paper?
Well,
editor should be fired.
No, well, it's not really that. Here's what one disgruntled blogger wrote. The newspaper business is in decline. The print paper loses circulation with each passing generation. You don't want to screw up a revenue stream. Media watchdog Jim Romesco got a statement from the Times Union's vice president of audience, defending the news team's coverage of the ongoing shooting incident. At least one suspect is still at large, and he apologized for the bad ad placement, saying the appearance of a gun-related front-page sticky note on the same day was an incredibly regrettable coincidence. It was born of the purposeful separation between our news and advertising departments, an approach we take because we value nothing more than the objectivity of our journalism. That said, this was clearly an oversight. We're aggressively reviewing our procedures and will implement steps to prevent such a situation in the future.
That's an eloquent apology. You know, it sounds almost forgivable.
As long as they're doing something about it.
As long as they're egregiously reviewing the procedures.
I await the lawsuits from the people who got shot in the head.
Right.
Also, from Florida, headline, teen puts number on chalkboard to get dates, you know, like Kareem at cheerleading camp. tune in to episode 300C for that story. Here's what happened. His teacher actually called instead. Because it's Florida.
Cute.
Isabel Kahn, a former science teacher at Imagine School in West Melbourne, Florida, has pleaded guilty to having been in a months-long sexual affair with a then-14-year-old student.
Because of a chalkboard.
The two apparently first became involved after the male student made a joke in class in 2011. Investigators said the victim wrote his phone number on the board, looking to catch the eye of the girls in his class. But instead got calls and texts from Kahn, the then-married teacher with children. Ugh. Over several months, Kahn would have sex with the student in local motel rooms, in her car, and her apartment. But Kahn was reportedly fired from the school in 2012 for behavior unrelated to that affair with the student, such as showing students her tattoos.
That's related.
On her titty? Like,
yeah,
what?
Like, what the fuck? That's all related. You're being an inappropriate teacher. That's all related.
According to Space Coast Daily, which, by the way, best name for a paper ever.
I like that.
Kahn was first arrested by police for her relationship with the student in 2012. She's pleaded guilty to two counts of lewd or lascivious battery against a child. The judge sentenced her to 2 years community control and 10 years sex offender probation. An added condition is that she will be prohibited from wearing a Santa suit or any other costumes intended to appeal to children.
That's creepy.
By the way, if this were a guy who did the same thing, motherfucker would be in jail
for getting
raped by the other convicts.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she can't wear a Santa suit.
Yeah.
Boo-hoo. Exactly. Bitch. Exactly.
I don't agree with that. I think this is bullshit. I think she should be in jail, too. That's fucked up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's fucking double standard shit. That's bullshit.
So you mean tell me those Atlanta teachers are going to prison for cheating?
Yes.
And she's not going for...
No.
Yeah.
Right. Nope.
Everything about this is bullshit. Yeah.
It is, although Adam Carolla likes to say, if you masturbate to the memory of it later, no crime was committed.
Oh, God.
So it was this four. If this 14-year-old masturbates to it later,
he's a 14-year-old boy. He doesn't fucking know any better.
Exactly.
That's why it's a crime, because he doesn't know better. If he was an adult, it's different.
Again, double standard.
Yeah.
Such bullshit.
Very much a double standard. Double standard.
So let's go back to penguins and bondage suits.
Bondage penguins. It's time for the bondage penguins. I had some sad news for you guys. Thankfully, this isn't coming at Christmas time, but it is really sad for the upcoming Christmas season, because it's not going to exist anymore. FAO Schwartz in New York, the main flagship store, the big toy store.
Yeah.
In fact, the toy store from the movie Big is going to be closing its Fifth Avenue flagship store on July 15th.
What?
It's closing.
No.
Toys are out these days. Kids just like electronics.
No.
The move marks the end of a nearly three-decade run at East 58th Street, a location that was immortalized in the movie Big, when Tom Hanks and Robert Loggia did a duet on the giant floor piano. The 153-year-old brand, known as a toy maker to New Yorkers and souvenir-seeking out-of-towners, has struggled through bankruptcies and possible closures in the past amid tough competition from discount stores. It was acquired by retail giant Toys R Us in 2009. The company has cited rising costs of operating a retail location on Fifth Avenue as the reason for leaving, no doubt a reference to the rents that average $3,500 per square foot.
Wow.
For prime spaces.
Yeah, toys don't make that kind of money.
While we are sad to say goodbye to our current location, we're excited about the opportunity to create a new flagship location in New York City that will no doubt delight generations of children to come. That's from Linda Connors, who's a spokesperson for Toys R Us. In the meantime, the company says it's trying to place many of the employees from the Fifth Avenue store into other Toys R Us locations across the city. Doesn't really hold the same thing.
The prestige is lacking.
Yeah, it's like, you know, we're going to move you from the Marriott Grand Marquis to one of our other Motel Sixes.
It has a hot tub.
It's true. Well, you leave the light on for them. That's all you have to know. And don't ask
questions.
Don't
mind the things floating in the water.
Don't mind the people that come and go on the hour. You charge them for the whole night. $59. The company is hunting for a new location for the FAO flagship and is rumored to be considering a ground floor on the skyscraper at 1633 Broadway. That building is close to the existing Toys R Us Superstore on West 44th and Broadway. That store is slated to close in January.
The Superstore.
The Toys R Us Superstore. So that's rumors. So we'll see. But yeah. No FAO Schwartz in that icon. I've been to that store, so I can thank some friends for bringing me there, and yeah. So I have actually been in there. It's a little overwhelming,
right?
The amount of stuff and how it's laid out, and it's of course a big tourist magnet. And in New York, everything is just crazy like that. Have any of you guys been to the FAO Schwartz?
No, I'm sad.
I fantasized back in the day.
Yeah, I'm hella sad that I won't be able to see it.
You got a month and a half. Go. Make it.
Because on my budget.
Diana, let's go.
There you go. You gotta do it.
Dude. I revisited a Toys R Us a couple of years ago, and I remember that place seeming huge,
mm-hmm.
and all the shelves are lower than I remember, and everything's smaller.
Well, I think you grew.
That's what happened, and it's strange. There's a long enough gap since my last visit,
okay,
to where I'm like, this place was huge in my mind, and now it's dinky.
You guys know what Periscope is?
Yes,
in the submarine.
The Periscope.
Oh,
app?
That app.
Yes,
it's so bizarre and awesome. I participated in a couple of Periscopes with my friend.
We did that on show 300B. We broke out completely unplanned. Broke out the Periscope app.
Dope.
And had within 30 seconds had about 20, 30 people just randomly like, hey, what's going on? What's the name of your show? Blah, blah, blah.
Dope.
Of course, I was pointing it at Becca a lot, and she was wearing high boots. Ooh. So and she was right across from me like you are, Sam. Uh-huh. And I was
that's
you know,
hotter than penguins in bondage.
You know, and people were like, who is she? And I went like, she is his girlfriend, and panned over to Ted. So what I want to do, not now, but on the next show, on the Friday episode of the
Periscope.
Show, we're going to do a little Periscope on Dope. The show just to see if we can drum up a little extra interest on the internet.
I dig that shit.
It'll be fun.
I'm
so
find out what the fuck this shit is.
Periscope?
I'm looking it up.
Okay, thanks. thanks for being with it. Sam didn't know Vlad the Impaler, and Diana doesn't know Periscope. It's a completely different knowledge base, I will admit. Completely different knowledge base.
My only time participating in a Periscope was dancing ridiculously in a Buffalo Wild Wings bathroom in front of a urinal.
Mm.
And we had some good response from that one. It was nice.
It's a good response.
Yeah.
They were asking if you'd be there. How long are you going
to
be there?
Is your number on the wall? Do I need to call?
Is there a glory hole already drilled, or do I need to bring tools? What's the next question?
Is it French?
No, I don't believe so. That's a parasol, and that's a French umbrella.
French umbrella.
I typed it in French. I spelled it wrong.
Okay.
Oh, you typed it in French.
All right. Well, while you're sorting all that out,
we're gonna
don't
pray
let
for
the
you.
Big world overwhelm you. Let's get small. Small town news.
All right, we're gonna wrap this up with a little small town news. It's Speak Out, because what's better for a short week than a little angry vitriol sent into the newspaper? In Plattsburgh, New York. First one's titled Sand. As residents of Peru, kudos once more to the crew responsible for cleaning the sand off the streets. The town workers and their equipment diligently spent a couple of hours on our street, and it looks beautiful. Thanks so much. See, because in the winter, they will spread sand right. So that the road isn't as slippery.
Yeah.
The next one's safety. It's that time of year again when the snow is melting and the road conditions are getting better. Please remember, just because it is warmer doesn't make it safer on the roads, because people are speeding and they don't care about children's safety. Slow down and stop being ignorant to your surroundings.
Yes! I support that.
I'm a landlord for apartments on Club Road in Fort Brown, as well as a tenant. I do not understand what it will take for people living there to pick up their dog's fecal matter.
Fecal matter!
Exactly.
I've actually seen other landlords not picking up feces. What will it take, people? I asked that myself because there's some asshole who out in front of my fucking apartment is letting their big dog take a shit between the sidewalk and the street and leaving it there in the grass. And if I see them one day,
I'm gonna shit on his leg.
I'm going to come running out of my front door and go, motherfucker, you pick that up.
What you do is you poo in your hand and just grenade that in his face.
Oh, and then when they give me the attitude, I will run out there and grab the feces and throw it at them.
There you go.
And then their dog will fetch it.
Eat shit.
And then
your
dog. And their so dog gross. Will fetch it. It'll be great.
Conversation's so gross.
Hey, with the latest of the CART bus closures, I would suggest that a trial run of those CCTA in Vermont for 6 months and play by their rules and pay rates and see what the outcome is. Use the bigger buses for the city and the longer runs and the smaller buses for outside the city. Small buses.
Small. Short bus? Small bus.
Hey, cheers to the gentleman whose dog bit another dog while out walking near the field house 2 weeks ago. He called the veterinarian and paid the dog's injury bills in full. Kudos for doing the right thing. So we have a good and a bad dog
That's
story.
That's pleasant. That was nice.
Yeah, take responsibility for your fucking... One guy can pay the vet bill because his dog's a dick, and these other people can't pick up their own dog's poo.
Right. Come on.
Hey, postal carriers and delivery services, please take the time to knock on doors, ring the doorbells when delivering, especially when there are cars at the residence or a sign right by the doorbell that specifically says, please ring the bell. Not everyone can hear a knock on the door and or use a particular door where the package is left. It will take you an extra second or two, but your customers will appreciate your efforts.
Unfortunately, that parcel carrier is not reading that article, but I totally agree with him. I think it's a good point.
Hey, I would like to know who the smart person is who's taken all the magazines and books from the waiting rooms at UVM and CVPH. Those are hospitals, by the way. Have they ever sat there for hours with nothing to do? Not everyone likes or has iPads or computers or likes TV.
Meh. I like to eat paper. And stare at
I don't like
stare
TV.
At cardboard.
I don't like it. That's gonna do it. That's speak up.
That was fun.
It was. It's always fun. It's always fun for passive aggressive. Sometimes it's passive aggressive, and sometimes it's
just straight uplifting.
It is uplifting. Good times.
Yeah, it is.
So that's gonna do it for an abbreviated version of the Nate Darling Show because it's Wednesday. Friday, we're going to try out the Periscope. So see how that goes. It'll be interesting. The Periscope app. So get ready for that. And since I discovered this band,
so you show up, Diana.
That's right. Show up on Periscope with your umbrella.
What the fuck?
Your parasol.
She is so lost.
Right. I'm getting that wave of like me being awake for almost 24 hours.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
So gonna leave you with another song from the band I discovered.
Oh, no.
That's been around forever. It's Theory of a Dead Man. You're gonna like, no, it's not the one from last week, Sam.
Okay.
This is a song called Low Life, which I love because it mentions Joe Dirt.
Oh,
classic.
Yes.
And by the way, Joe Dirt 2 is coming out on this summer.
For real?
But it's coming out on Crackle. Not Netflix, uh-huh. Not Hulu, not
of
Amazon
all
Plus.
The apps, Crackle.
It's coming out on Crackle.
That's Crackle?
Actually, Crackle's been around a long time playing this whole game.
Coming up on Friday, we'll explain technology to Diana. Until then, enjoy this, and yeah. we'll see you in a couple days. Bye-bye, everybody.
Fucking squeeze me naked, sleeping like a baby tonight. Cause I'm a lowlife. I'm a lowlife.